And Leslie Manoukian joining us now. She is president and founder of Health Freedom Defense Fund and been with us before. Leslie, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Great to be back with you.
All right. Give us the epic legal win for the anti-vax movement. We've been waiting to hear this, by the way.
It's so exciting. It's really quite a big development in the world of law, but also it's going to affect Americans.
Okay.
So we sued the Los Angeles Unified School District, the second largest school district in the United States, twice. And twice they rescinded their mandate due to the risk of litigation, you know, so like an adverse judgment against them.
Okay.
And the second case, we lost, and the district court dismissed our case. So we appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And the Ninth Circuit, not very long ago, a week ago, overturned that dismissal, so reversed the district court, and okay. also ruled that the lawsuit called Jacobson versus Massachusetts, which is a Supreme Court case that went in front of the Supreme Court in 1905, that it did not apply to any kind of a medical intervention that didn't stop transmission or spread.
So, and by the way, that's the Ninth Circuit, meaning that they're not the most conservative of courts, are they?
That's correct, but here's the really exciting part about it is that, so first of all, they LAUSD tried to argue that the case was moot because they rescinded the mandate after getting crucified in oral argument last mm-hmm. September, but the court, the Ninth Circuit Court, saw through it because it was the second time that they had tried to rescind their mandate subject, you know, after they'd been pressured in a lawsuit. And so the court said that you should not be given the benefit of the doubt because you've already attempted to manipulate the jurisdiction of the court. So that was huge. So they said, sorry, this case is not moot. But then they went further and they said, you've tried to mandate the shot for employees, but you don't have a public health interest unless the shot stops transmission or infection. And the lawsuit that the district court used to justify dismissing our case, they said, was misapplied. They overturned the district court. And now we get to go back and prove our case in court. It's very, very exciting.
Leslie, just for context, what was the extent of the original mandate? Who did it affect? Did people lose their jobs? What was the mandate?
Yeah, well, they first did it in March of 2021 when the shot was emergency use authorized. They told everybody, students, teachers, staff, anybody, that everybody was going to have to get the shot. And we filed suit the first time, and they rescinded the mandate just for the employees, because that's the only people that we sued for.
Okay.
But then parents, 5,000 parents showed up and protested the school board in 2022, and they defeated the mandate for children. Okay?
Good.
But we filed a new lawsuit in November of 2021, again challenging the mandate for all teachers and staff, and that's what we just had the Ninth Circuit overturn was okay. The dismissal by the district court. And very interestingly, you mentioned, oh my gosh, what did you just say? Something that I wanted to talk about. I forgot. I've lost my train of thought. But basically,
okay.
what the Ninth Circuit has just done is huge because, you said it was it happened in the Ninth Circuit. Not the most conservative.
They're by no means conservative.
Yeah. The thing is, it has actually become a more conservative circuit.
Good.
It's not as...
Yeah, that happened under Trump, correct?
Trump appointed several judges to the Ninth Circuit bench. But here's the other thing. This is why it's so important. It's actually a great place to be. The Ninth Circuit has the most robust jurisprudence relating to privacy and medical privacy in particular, and the most robust jurisprudence relating to bodily autonomy, because they want to protect unfettered access to abortion.
Right.
So how can they argue? They're kind of in a bit of a pickle, right?
Not true. Good
you
point.
You can't argue that they should have, that the people should have unfettered access to abortion because of bodily autonomy.
But mandate a vaccine at the same time.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, I get it. I never thought about that. I mean, again, I learn something new on this program every day, even though I'm the host. And yeah, I hadn't really thought about that, but you're 100% correct.
So it's actually fantastic that the Ninth Circuit did this, and it's fantastic that they saw through California's LAUSD's machinations. They literally said that they should not be given the benefit of the doubt, that they recognized that the school district had manipulated the court, and they also said that the CDC shouldn't be given the benefit of the doubt either.
Okay, so, I mean, you already talked about this will go back to court. You're going to retry this and, you know, basically restate your case. Depending upon how that turns out, let's say you win, what implications does that have across the board, coast to coast?
Okay, so first of all, right now, this ruling actually is controlling for the entire Ninth Circuit. And what that means is that no medical intervention can be mandated that does not have a public health benefit. So think about tests, masks, vaccines that don't actually stop the spread. There are a bunch on the California school schedule that don't stop the spread. So how can they be mandated?
Good point.
They can't anymore. So this is controlling in the entire Ninth Circuit now. And the Ninth Circuit is the biggest circuit in the United States. So that's a big deal. That's great.
Leslie,
what happens if we get to prove the case? We get to go back to trial and prove the case. Hopefully what will happen is we will get the courts to recognize that natural immunity exists and must be acknowledged by the courts, that the shots were never studied to stop transmission, that they are nothing more than a medical treatment, a therapeutic at best. And then that will be something that other circuits can then point to. So I already know of attorneys who are going to amend their complaints that are somewhere in the Ninth Circuit. And there are attorneys outside the Ninth Circuit who are going to point to it and say, hey, look, this this court just reviewed the evidence. And what they have found is that what the plaintiffs pled was plausible. The shot does not stop transmission or infection. Everybody knows it. And you can't be dismissing us on the basis of Jacobson, the 1905 Supreme Court case.
Leslie, what about people who suffered because of the mandates, who suffered loss, maybe loss of a job or loss of other things? I mean, what will this do for them?
Well, this is a very important issue that the Ninth Circuit Court actually opened the door to. One of the judges actually wrote, I think it was a concurrence, not in the majority opinion, but wrote that the question of qualified immunity for the school district is is open for discussion, essentially. Okay. What that means is that they're not immune from liability, from prosecution in their personal capacities.
Okay. That's big.
That is huge.
And somebody asked, where is this? Okay, really quick. L.A., Ninth Circuit, which is Montana, Idaho, Oregon, Washington, Alaska, Eastern California, Western California, Northern California, Hawaii, Southern California, Arizona, even Guam. I mean, it covers, to your point, Leslie, a lot of territory. So just make sure everybody's clear on this. It's the Ninth Circuit. Look it up on Google. Just go look up Ninth Circuit map. It'll give you exactly where all of this is and what it covers. And this was in L.A., I assume. Correct, Leslie?
Well, we filed in the Middle District of California, which is Los Angeles.
There you go.
But the Ninth Circuit, where we actually
is everything
the court,
I just said, right?
Yes, we were in Seattle for oral arguments.
Okay, gotcha. Okay,
yeah, and Idaho's in there too, and I think Nevada or Utah.
Utah is not. They're with
it's
us,
huge.
But Nevada, okay. Arizona, yeah, it's the really kind of that middle to all the western states, if you would. So kind of Montana westward, all the way down, minus Utah, is the Ninth Circuit.
Yeah.
Big.
Giant.
This is huge. Okay, so as this goes to, because we've had situations, as you know, where some employers and employees and so on, that whole end of things, will how this all shakes out, or even now, does that have an effect upon those particular individuals that were potentially harmed financially by things their employers did?
Well, I think that if it's a state actor, then there may be an argument. If it's a private employer, I think that's I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
So what we're hoping will happen is that we get to go back to the district court. We get to prove our case, which, I mean, I don't want to say it's going to be easy, but I mean, they don't have any evidence that this shot stops transmission or infection. They have zero. In fact, they admitted 2.5, almost 3 years ago that the shot doesn't do that. And so that's going to be not a tall ask. And then what we hope is that the court will reinstate all these employees, reinstate their seniority, that they will get their pensions back and back pay and everything.
Okay.
Hopefully that. And the thing is, the fact that they've opened up this qualified immunity question, we could really go after them as well. So remains to be seen.
Leslie, what about all the private employers who took actions against employees because of state mandates?
Different, though, from what you just said,
right? I mean, I understand that they're private entities. However, the actions they took that caused a lot of distress for employees were taken directly in response to state mandates. Is there still no way to help them?
It's, you know, first of all, remember, guys, I'm not an attorney, and so there may be some angle that I don't know and haven't considered yet. It is much harder to go after a private actor, and it's also very hard for us. The best thing that we could see happen would be if the state's attorneys general would actually file criminal charges against CDC, FDA, Pfizer, all of these entities, because that's who the problem is, right?
Yeah.
All the others were just hiding under the, you know, skirts of these other entities. And so that's the real problem. And, you know, look, it's good news that Kansas and Texas have gone after Pfizer. I don't know if you guys saw that the AG of Kansas filed suit yesterday. But it's not criminal. And that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Like, big whoop-de-doo. These people are criminals. They knew from the very beginning that they were lying because they never studied whether or not the shot stopped transmission or infection. They knew that, and they pretended to the public that they did to make money. It's outrageous. And so they should be held accountable. And so, you know, this is, unfortunately, our legal system is not super welcoming to the average person, and it really needs to be turned on its head because it's upside down the way it works right now.
All right. How do they find out more and keep track of this, Leslie?
Go to our website, healthfreedomdefense.org. We have a tab on there called Legal Corner. You can learn all, we post all of the documents and all the updates on our cases there. Under the Learn More tab, you just click on that and you can see all of what we write about our cases so you understand it. You can sign up for our newsletter, which we send out about once every 2 weeks, and you can join us as a member for $10. You can donate there if you want to support our work. We have a bunch of other lawsuits in the works, some really compelling stuff, and we can't do this work without your support, so we thank you for every single dollar.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks for the update, Leslie. Thank you. And you're welcome anytime. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much for
having me. You're very welcome. Have a great rest of your evening. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.